Anne Devereaux Mills lost almost every piece of her identity 10 years ago. She was let go as a top executive in New York. She was diagnosed with a recurrence of cancer, and her youngest daughter left for college.
All of the ways that I defined myself were gone in an instant. So I was no longer defined as the CEO by what I did for a living. I was no longer defined by being the healthy woman who goes to the gym every day, and I was no longer defined by being a mom because my last kid was out of the house.
The relationship she formed as a parent and in a position of power started to disappear, so she decided to rethink life and start over again. She moved to San Francisco and created an organization called the Parlay House, which gives women a space to self-reflect.
It provides sort of safe spaces for women to meet women outside of their usual bubbles and have conversations that they don't get to have in other places.
Parlay meaning to transform into something greater. She says she started to notice a trend at those group meetings, how strangers would relate to one another without feeling judged.
Where women are able to say, I feel this way, this is my experience, and the stranger next to her, safe in someone's home, says, oh my God, I feel that way too. And all of a sudden you have two people who thought they were the only ones feeling isolated, disconnected, discounted.
That powerful connection inspired her to write her book called The Parlay Effect, an effort to encourage other women to pay it forward through small actions.
When you see someone, when you include someone, when you do something generous or thoughtful, you help someone, someone else is likely watching you and they're going to learn from what you're doing and replicate it. You actually are more empowered than you think.
Anne Devereaux Mills and her book The Parlay Effect, Making a Difference. In San Francisco, Carrie Hudasek, KCBS.